The Harry Potter Studios. For our tour, a visit to the Harry Potter Studios was a must, as the movies were all filmed at the Warner Bros. Studios, just outside London. Film sets are generally destroyed once production is finished, but the Harry Potter movies were an exception. Because the later novels were still being written while adaptations of the earlier ones were being filmed, Warner Brothers didn't know if the sets created for one film might be needed again for a later one, so they kept them. Well, not all of them, because the 8 films demanded an incredible 588 sets, but the most important ones. At the Harry Potter Studios tour, you can see them up close and much more besides. We get you there early in the day so you can see them without the crowds that arrive later on. And because you need 3 or 4 hours at least to see it all. Here is just a small selection of the many marvels waiting for you. The dining hall. Standing in the iconic Hogwarts dining hall, you'll have trouble telling what is real from what is not. The floor on which you stand, for instance, is real stone. But what about the walls? No matter how close you look, they appear totally real, but they're just plaster. There's a short introductory film in English before you enter the hall, and don't worry if you don't understand, as it's not important. Once you exit the hall, you are free to explore wherever you like. Harry and Ron's bedroom. This was one of the many sets that was used again and again through subsequent films, and can be seen up close on the tour, along with other classic sets such as Professor Snape's potions classroom, Professor Dumbledore's office, and Hagrid's hut. Fun fact, Harry and Ron's bedroom was built for the original film when they were only 12 years old. By the time of the later films, of course, the actors had grown a lot, so only the top half of their bodies could be filmed, because by then their legs stuck out of the end of their beds. The night bus. You might think the journey through London on a triple-decker in Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban was done using digital effects. Absolutely not. It was a fully functional bus made by adding an extra layer to a classic London double-decker, and it really did drive through London at night for the film. They had to plan the journey very carefully to avoid any bridges because of the extraordinary height of the vehicle. The Hogwarts Express is here too, and that is also a real train that you can get on board.